All right, we'll get started. Louisiana Tech is coming off a 37-14 loss at Nevada. We'll host New Mexico State for homecoming. That game's at 3 o'clock. I know on the ESPN website, and some people have been saying that's a 5 o'clock game. That's a 3 o'clock scheduled game at Joe Ia Stadium. I want to make sure we get the time right. Again, it is homecoming, and we'll turn over to head coach Derek Dooley.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Just to review the Nevada game, hadn't really had a chance to talk to anybody since it was since we played, and there's a lot of ways you can analyze it, but it really starts with just getting physically whipped on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And you know, I wish I could point to a lot of different elements and analysis, but you know, what really is the telling story is you look at the first seven drives or six or seven drives and watch the first down play of each drive. I mean, offensively, we were 2nd and 10, 2nd and 11, 2nd and 8, 2nd and 18, 2nd and 10, 2nd and 10 interception. And so whether we ran the ball or do a play action pass or we dropped back and threw it, it was a negative play. And then you look at their offense, it's plus 5, plus 7, plus 12, plus 25, plus 6, plus 5. And so they were 100% getting ahead of the chains, and we were 100% behind the chains. And, you know, and that when it's every single drive, it's apparent that you're getting whipped up front. And that's what happened. And I give Nevada a lot of credit. They had a worse case of the wants than we had. And they were ready to play, and we obviously weren't as ready as we needed to be. I think the second element that is a concern is we have a very fragile football team when adversity hits, because there's never a time in a season where you're not going to go through some tough ruts, and your ability to handle it and play out of it is important, you know. And we had a little window of opportunity in the third quarter where we cut it to 9. The defense put out a couple of stops, but we had 2 or 3 interceptions that we didn't take advantage of, and then we threw an interception, and we just couldn't get over the hump there. So, you know, we have to ultimately do a better job of coaching, schematically, putting our players in positions to where they can succeed, and it's a balancing act of what the other team gives you versus what you do well, and that's the challenge. I think we got to do a better job of building some team resiliency that we're going to continue to work on, and it's the team chemistry and dynamic is great when things are going good, but when adversity hits on the road, we're still in a growth process on that, in our ability to sustain it for 4 quarters. So that's where we are, and long way to go. We're playing a team this week where the last 2 years it's come down to the last drive. We can't forget that. And they have a new coach. They got a new attitude. They've already won 3 football games. Had a big conference win last week. They're a lot better on special teams than they've ever been. And so we got our work ahead of us. Got our work ahead of us. So I'll open it up from there.
Coaches, the loss to Nevada more particularly frustrating because of the good win against Hawaii. I remember before the Hawaii game, you said you always want to continually go up like that. And it seemed you went up and kind of came down.
Yeah, well, the way I see it is we didn't. I'm not sure we went up after Hawaii because we didn't face the adversity. All right? And it's the same issues I talked about after Auburn, same issues I talked about after Navy. Bad stuff happens. How do we handle it? And so just because we had a great win in Hawaii, we were never challenged in that area. So, you know, it's almost like it's a separate deal, if you will. And that's been the issue with this team. You know, and we're going to continue to work on it.
I'll miss that. That being said, this sounds crazy at first, but would you almost rather win a game being down 21-0? I mean, is that something that
I'm close to you? I'd rather win a game like we won Hawaii every week. All right, but the fact of the matter is that doesn't happen. And you know, you look at it's fun to watch football. You know, we had a chance to watch football, which I don't get to do much, you know, because on game day, I mean, we're watching the Nebraska game. I mean, it's 12-0 in the fourth quarter, you know, but they're playing. You could see it. They were playing. They were fighting. They were just, you know, believing something was going to break, and then it broke. And that's what happens. And, you know, versus getting frustrated and, you know, what's going on and we got to do this and blah, 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 you know, and then nobody performs well.
You mentioned that it all starts up front and dominate up front. Unfortunately, because of the position, when the offense struggles, everybody looks at the quarterback.
Mm-hmm,
was there
sure.
any thought late in the game when it was apparent it was out of hand to making a switch just for a spark maybe?
You know, I didn't, and I'm not saying that's the right decision, but, you know, I think starting off throwing the football, you know, four things got to happen to throw it well, all right? First thing is, the offensive line has to protect and give the guy a chance. The receivers have to run fast, good routes and be where they're supposed to be. The quarterback's got to make the correct read and deliver an accurate throw. And then the receiver's got to make the play. And I'm not sure we're consistently doing any of that. And in fact, I know we're not consistently. We show flashes where it looks good. And then we show flashes where it looks really bad. And that's where we are, throwing the football. And, you know, you have to it's a tough discipline as a coach to balance what your guys do well and put them in a chance, in a position to play well versus what the other team is allowing you to do, if that makes sense. So, you know, good defenses try to make you play left-handed, which is getting us behind the chains and forcing us into a throwing game. And when we play left-handed, we look like we're right-handed.
When you talk about the lines getting whipped, is it back to little things that don't have anything to do with who you're playing, or is it a talent thing?
I don't, you know, obviously they had two, I mean, I don't want to take away from Nevada. I mean, they have two extremely good defensive ends from a talent standpoint. They have a very physical offensive line, and they have some the talented quarterback. I think a lot of it is, you know, how you react early on in the whipping. You're going to get whipped in some games early, and it's okay. And I think that's where we struggle with is when we're getting punched around and we lose the first two or three rounds of the boxing match, can we come out of it and start playing better? And that's where I think we're failing as coaches and as a team, because you're going to get whipped some. I mean, they're on scholarship too. But how do you handle it? You know, are you controlling what you can control? Are you getting frustrated at other guys on the team, other units on the team? Are you getting so rattled internally that you can't compete? It's all the psychological part of it. So is talent a factor? Yes, but that's not the reason.
Is that mental toughness? The lack of mental toughness, does that get magnified on the road, do you think, even more?
Well, you tend to face a lot more adversity on the road, and it also gets magnified depending on who you play. You know, so it's a combination of that. We play three good teams on the road. You know, I mean, you look at what Auburn and Navy are doing to people, but that's not an excuse. I don't want you to, you know, because at the end of the day, we're showing the same trend in all three games. And so no matter who you play, we're seeing trends that we have got to keep working on correcting. And it's a trend that I noticed from the starting in spring practice. And we're working on it, and we're trying to correct it. And obviously, we hadn't done a good enough job as coaches to get it corrected.
Does it go back again, Derek, to the leadership part of all this?
I think it's all of that. You know, and that starts with coaches. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say the players are
right.
That's not fair to the players. So, you know, you have to cultivate a sense of resiliency and stick-to-itiveness. And we've had that. You know, that was one thing that kind of defined our team last year. And it's a very important part of our program is the fourth quarter and not getting affected in a game by adversity, and we are not at that stage yet.
Did you see players getting in each other's faces after the game? Did that loss hurt them more than it hurts you?
I don't know.
Upset by it?
I don't know. I think it. I mean, I think we have a lot of willing and you know, players who care. I don't dispute that one bit. I think that we got to continue to mature as competitors, you know, on how do we handle it during the game. You know, it's too late after the game to feel bad. You got to figure it out during the game, you know, to come at it.
So what's your approach this week then? I mean, do you discipline coaches? Do you make the kids run until they...
No, that's not my style. I mean, yeah.
What is your approach as far as...
Well, I think it's a continuing education of what the problems are and then point to some solutions. And I think, you know, we certainly evaluate every week the things that we don't do well as coaches and what we can do better schematically. And then I always evaluate our team dynamic every week. Where are we psychologically, emotionally, and what do we need to do to win the next game? And we're going to continue to do that. The same thing we did after Nichols when I was really concerned. I mean, I was very concerned after Nichols, and we played well. And then I was very concerned after Hawaii on how we were able to handle that win. You know, it's everybody thinks things are good, and I'm seeing the same symptoms, you know, and we got to keep trying to correct it.
Is there any way to simulate adversity?
No.
Getting them up?
And that was my point about the summer. I don't know who I was talking to. You know, we talked about we had a lot of leadership in the summer, man. Guys were stepping up, and I laughed. I mean, you kidding me? In the sand pit? That's the same as going out there at Nevada when they're punching you in the mouth. It's not the same. And so, you know, it's just like training for war. That's probably not a fair analogy because it isn't. But at a different scale. I mean, those are lies at stake, so don't go saying it's the same. But what I mean by that is you can train and train and train and train, but until you get thrown in and bombs are flying, you never know how people are going to react. And so some of your best, you know, captains and generals in the training buckle when the bombs start flying, and then all of a sudden this little old private steps up and takes charge, you know.
Even after you beat Hawaii like you did, you weren't going to go and, you know, do a cartwheel on Tech Drive, were you? I mean, you weren't.
I didn't. You know, I was trying to temper you guys. I mean, we had a room full of people, and I said, well, what are we doing? It's one game.
Mississippi State.
We played well. We had their number that week. But until we start, you know, until I start seeing the signs consistently going away, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out. The coaching.
I know you don't want to see players after a bad play coming off, throwing their gear everywhere, pitching a fit. But would you like to see?
I'd rather see the opposite. Yeah, I'd like to see. You're saying we need a little fire?
Well, would you like somebody to say, look, come here, come in, run everybody?
I think as long as it's genuine. You know, we have a little bit of, you know, you just get down, you know. Man.
I mean, everybody points to Tim Tebow, and that's maybe not fair. Parents have went along those lines. Somebody rally around me.
I think that's fair to say, and every team's different. You know, every team's different.
Are you a coach that maybe wants your team to get in fight occasionally during practice, or are you more like Singletary and that's just not acceptable?
I mean, you know, to start talking in hypotheticals and what you should do, every team's different. Every personnel, all the personalities are different. I can tell you, my style is not beating down young men. All right? It's not promoting fighting. It's not. It's trying to promote leadership and encouragement and support and sticking together when things aren't going good. And so, you know, that's what we're going to continue to do. I know some coaches, you get them up at 3 in the morning, you run them, and you beat them down, and it's just not my style. I mean, whenever they did that to me as a player, I just hated the coach. That's all I did. So I'd rather change their behavior than just beat them down.
So maybe it's time for a retreat weekend getaway for a little team building. Yeah.
I think that's what we're doing every Saturday. That's team building. A retreat and holding hands and singing Kumbaya is going to help us overcome adversity. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Did you start playing less talented guys?
I mean, I think that's at some point that you know, changing your personnel is important. And we've done that at times. But that's certainly a direction if things continue to go how they're going. I think we need to do some things internally to put people in a position where they have to lead. So there's a lot of things we're going to continue to do. I can tell you this, you know, we're going to do the same thing structurally and practice-wise, but we're going to keep trying to do different things to promote what we need to promote, so we don't get the same results. And that's what I'm going to do as a coach. I mean, it starts by looking in the mirror.
New Mexico State under Mulkey for the football, what's the difference with Coach Walker?
Well, this is a different style. You know, this is a – you really see a lot of the NFL background come out on defense and special teams. A very sound football team in all respects. You know, I don't think they're looking to build a program where they're winning 55-54. You know, it's a little bit in line with what I believe. So, you know, you're going to get sound football, well coached on all phases, and you know, so that's their style.
How's Daniel on his status?
Who? Oh, Daniel. Yeah, and that was a tough thing. You know, he makes the long run, and we get the spark, and he strained his hamstring, and you know, so hopefully he'll be fine. And you know, the other personnel problem we're really struggling with is Philip Livas. I mean, he had 11 plays last week and 19 the week before. He's got a bad toe. And so, you know, it's a dilemma. The only way to heal it is to put him on the shelf for about a month and a half. Okay? Or you can rest him, try to get what you can out of him. You know, and he's a weapon, which you saw in the opening kickoff, but if he had a good wheel, he would have scored. So, you know, there's some personnel issues we're struggling with, too.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you. Okay, guys, appreciate you coming.